Here's the headline. Preliminary results of University of Southern California, L.A. County COVID-19 study released. USC and the L.A. County Department of Public Health today released preliminary results from a collaborative study, a scientific study that suggests infections from the new coronavirus are far more widespread and the fatality rate much lower in L.A. County than previously thought. And you ruined all of those businesses. You know, the mayor was running around and was cutting the power and the water off to people that dared to try to operate their businesses and who were non-essential. These people ought to be sued. There ought to be hangings. These people ought to be tried for their knee-jerk irrational reactions. Every single one of them. The results are from the first round of an ongoing study by USC researchers and public health officials. They will be conducting antibody testing over time on a series of representative samples of adults to determine the scope and spread of the pandemic across the country. It's not a pandemic if you're immune to it. If you got over it, then obviously it's not a pandemic level event. Again, let me give you my disclaimer. Is there such a disease as COVID-19? Yes, there is. Can people die from it? Yes, they can. Is it painful? Is it horrible? Is it wretched if you get it in the bottom of your lung? Yes, it is. All that being granted, is it the end of the world? Is it the World Wars C, COVID? No, it's not. Based on the results of the first round of testing, the research team estimates that approximately 4.1% of the county's adult population has antibody to the virus. That's without Emperor Fauci-teen and Scarf Vader, without them doing a thing. Nothing. Without the mayor of L.A., without the governor of California doing a damn thing, 4.1% of the population of L.A. County is already immune. Somewhat immune. Some correctors are going to go, you, just because you have the antibodies now doesn't mean you get to keep them for the rest of your life. You. Whatevs. Adjusting this estimate for statistical margin of error implies about 2.8% to 5.6% of the county's adult population has antibody to the virus, which translates to approximately 221,000 to 442,000 adults in the country, in the county, who have had the infection. That estimate is 28 to 55 times higher than the 7,994 confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported to the county by the time of the study in early April. Look, that number's higher now. Guarantee you that number's higher. The number of COVID-related deaths in the county has now surpassed 600. You got a county of 6 million people, and you have 600 deaths? And then you have mayors going around shutting power and water off and threatening to throw people in jail for a year and fine them $10,000? This was an orchestrated hit. This was and remains, until it's ended, a coup against free people. We haven't known the true extent of COVID-19 infections in our country, in our community, because we have only tested people with symptoms and the availability of tests has been limited, said lead investigator Neeraj Sood, a USC professor of public policy at USC Price School for Public Policy and senior fellow at the USC Schaefer Center for Health Policy and Economics. The estimates also suggest that we might have to recalibrate disease projection models and rethink public health strategy. Well, you think you're only off by a factor of 85? The Stanford study said 50 to 85. The LA study says 28 to 55 times higher. just draw a line in the middle, about 45 times, a factor of 45 they were off. 45. This is just incredible. Now, I want to play you this clip from Dr. John Ioannidis. He conducted the survey in Stanford University. Now, I want you to pay, because you need this ammo against the Corona Borg, against the lockdown loonies, and against those who wish to be permanent citizens of Pandemistan. You need to know how this works. Dr. Ioannidis will explain to you and us how this herd immunity actually works and why the Stanford study and now the LA study, you know what? I bet they got other studies out there. Barrett was telling me earlier that someone was saying that MIT studied 500 or some odd cases of people in and around the Boston area and found the same thing. Factors of 40 to 50 to 60 times. Here's Dr. Ioannidis.
Dr. Ioannidis, when we spoke to you on March 23rd, you said we needed more data before we could ascertain what was happening. Since then, you've been busily gathering that data and have published three studies. Let's start with the latest one, which you entitle COVID-19 Antibody Seroprevalence in Santa Clara County, California. What was the purpose of that study, and what did you discover?
This study aimed to generate an estimate of how many people in Santa Clara County have been infected with the virus. And the way to find out is to try to see whether they have developed antibodies to SARS-CoV-2. So we had a sample of residents in Santa Clara County evaluated for the presence of antibodies. And the sample was 3,300 people who came to be tested. We estimated that based on what we saw, between 2.5 and 4.2% of the population of the county has antibodies, which is an indication that they have been infected with the virus a while ago.
What are your conclusions based on your study?
If you compare the numbers that we estimate to have been infected, which vary from 48,000 to 81,000, versus the number of documented cases that would correspond to the same time horizon around April 1st, when we had 956 cases documented in Santa Clara County, we realized that the number of infected people is somewhere between 50 and 85 times more compared to what we thought, compared to what had been documented. Immediately, that means that the infection fatality rate, the chance of dying, the probability of dying if you are infected, diminishes by 50 to 85 fold.
Oh my!
Because the
God.
Denominator in the calculation becomes 50 to 85 fold bigger. Our data suggests that COVID-19 has an infection fatality rate that is in the same ballpark as seasonal influenza. It suggests that even though this is a very serious problem, we should not fear. It suggests that we have solid ground to have optimism about the possibility of eventually reopening our society and gaining back our lives.
Sooner rather than later, I hope.
Sooner rather than later, with full control and a data-driven approach.
Okay, full control and a data-driven approach. In other words, deal with reality, not projections and not your stupid models, Emperor Fauci-teen and Scarfader. Who have somehow conned the president, these two quacks have conned the president of the United States into buying this crap, hook, line, and sinker. Now, here's what I don't know, because I didn't watch yesterday's presser. Did John Roberts actually ask Don John of Manhattan about the L.A. County study? If he didn't, why not? If he didn't, then he's fake news. If he did, of course, he works for FAUX, fake Fox News, and they have to keep the temperature up. They got to keep the fear out there. Everybody's got to be scared to death. You're going to die. You go outside. You breathe the air. Oh, no, I'm going to die. We have been hoaxed. There is simply no other way. Did you hear the end of Iannotti's? This suggests that the Corona Borg, the Corona Sham virus, has a fatality rate that is similar to seasonal flu. That's known as influenza A and influenza B.